Trot's Talk, our weekly Sky Sports radio podcast, is sponsored by Bling It On and for a reason. To book your mare this season, go to comedyequine.com.au.
And welcome to this week's edition of Trot's Talk. It's the 27th of September. Simon Harrison with you. Amanda Rando, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon.
First of all, we should bring up Lauren Tritton's milestone, 700 winners now.
Yes, as a driver, which is incredible. She achieved that feat at Tabcorp Park Menangle on Tuesday on a horse called Better Ops. And Lauren has just come back from driving, you know, after giving birth to her little bub Levi, you know, just over a month ago. And, you know, this season she's already racked up a few wins. She's had 32 drives for 11 wins and 9 placings. So I bet she's glad to be back, and I bet she's pretty impressed with her record this season already.
And she'll have many more winners to come, you would think.
Yeah, most definitely. She won a Group 3 race at Tabcorp Park Menangle on Saturday night with Miss Riviera Bell, who took out the Piccadilly Princess final. And the mare will now be aimed for the Ladyship Mile. So, yes, there are some big races coming up for Lauren and her team. So Ladyship Mile is 5 months away, but the news broke through just the other day that Connections are aiming Miss Riviera Bell for that.
So the Ladyship Mile sort of in conjunction with the Miracle Mile next year.
Yeah, most definitely. So, yeah, there'll be a range of feature races on that program, several Group 1 races, but, yeah, and the Ladyship Mile is one of them.
We've seen the change to the Victoria Cup, which will now be run in October. It's just a few weeks away, and Yaya's Hotspot's on track.
Yeah, so sticking with Team Tritton, he certainly is on track. So he's heading down for that race, but he's heading down actually next week. So he's heading down early, and he will be racing in the Smoking Up Sprint, which is at Melton next week, next Friday. He time trialled at Penrith last Thursday night, Simon. He went 153.6. Now, that might not sound much, you know, if you're going around Menangle, but at Penrith, geez, that's a quick time. Ironically, that night, Yaya's Hotspot stablemate, Myrona Gold, set a new track record in race conditions, and she rated 154.4. But prior to that, the track record was 155.5 and around that mark. So for a horse to go 153.6 around Penrith, it's a huge effort. And in all my years of watching horses race at that track, to you know, even if you're going 156, you're going pretty well. So, yeah, certainly a Herculean effort by Yaya's Hotspot to do that. And he was solo as well, so he had no other horses to sort of urge him on in that time trial. I'd definitely be happy with him if he was my horse heading into the Victoria Cup.
And he's always ultra-competitive in those big group ones, isn't he?
Yeah, he sure is. He finished second in the Hunter Cup to Bling It On, and it was one of his best races. He's a horse that can follow speed all day. He has a very quick turn of speed. So, you know, if he's up, gets a good barrier draw and is in a good position, he's certainly very competitive.
Kevin Bizzuto's got another handy mare here in Miss Patriot.
Yeah, he sure does. So off the record, I heard that from one of his stable foremen that, you know, this is the best mare he's had. So that's huge because he's had some pretty nice horses go through his stable. But, yeah, this mare, Miss Patriot, she's only fresh from arriving in Australia. She raced on Penrith night, at Penrith last Thursday night. And won, and then backed up 3 days later to win at Yugowra. So she actually won a heat of the Canola Cup, and it was the fastest heat win. There were 5 heats overall, and she was very impressive.
So the Carnival of Cups is underway now at the heats of the Canola Cup, and next Monday, public holiday Monday, we got the big day there at Yugowra.
Yes, that does kick off the tab.com.au Carnival of Cups for this season, and what a great way to start at Yugowra. It's always a fantastic meeting. I think I said it last week and I'll say it again and I'll keep saying it. If you don't have plans for the long weekend, head out for a drive to Yugowra. It's absolutely beautiful out there. You see all the canola fields, and of course, the main feature race is the Canola Cup. It's a $30,000 race, which is probably the richest maiden harness race in Australia. So, and this year's edition is very, very strong. So fields for the whole meeting aren't out yet. They'll be out later this afternoon, so Wednesday afternoon. But we do have the field for the Canola Cup. And I'll go through it in barrier order. We've got I'm With Lexi in barrier one for Bernie Hewitt. Then you've got Trilight Brigade, which is trained by Gemma Hewitt. Smooth Sailor is in three, and that's the first emergency. The next horse is The Life of Brian, which is trained by Joe and Mary Rando. Then we have Miss Patriot, Kevin Pizzuto's mare that we just talked about. Simply Clever in barrier six. Belligerence in seven for the Turnbull family. Sky Diamond in barrier eight. Shitty Bang Bang in barrier nine, which is the second emergency. In barrier 10, we have Eliza Dushku, which is for Amanda Turnbull. Pay Me Sam in barrier 11, which is trained by Paul Fitzpatrick. And the 12 is Inner Light for Brad Hewitt. So, yeah, you know, you've got some trainers from all over the state competing in that race. So it just goes to show how strong it is. Everyone's, you know, willing to travel from all corners of New South Wales just to be part of it.
You'll be travelling out there next Monday, Amanda?
Yes, I sure will be. So I'll be there doing a bit of work for Harness Racing New South Wales and hopefully cheering on. My parents have a couple of horses heading around the meeting as well. So it should be a really good meeting, being able to cheer them on as well.
Well, good luck with that at Yagara next Monday. Now, with the awards night not too far away, the Horse of the Year, New South Wales Horse of the Year nominees came out yesterday.
Yeah, they sure did. So, yeah, it's award night season. And this Saturday night, we've got the Harness Breeders Awards Night, which is at Menangle. And Mark McNamara, he is the MC for the evening. Then on October 13, we have the Trotters Association Awards Night, and the MC there is Johnny Tapp. And John Tapp is also the MC at the Harness Racing New South Wales Awards Night. So that will take place at the Hilton Sydney on October 28th. So it should be a really great night. So there's a lot of awards that are unknown, and as you just said, the Horse of the Year awards are unknown, and some of the nominees include in the open ranks, you've got the likes of Tiger Tara, Yaya's Hotspot, who we've talked about today, Bling It On and Aztec Bromac, just to name a few. Out of the mares, you've got to Be Witch, Raka Razor, Katy Perry, Cyclone Kate, and in some of the younger horses, you know, My Sweet Chili Filly, Divine State, Maximus Red, Yeah, some really tight nominees there in those categories. So, yeah, it should be really interesting once again.
The feature race this Saturday night, Amanda, is the Group 3 Les Chant Free-for-All at Menangle. And just having a look at the tab fixed odds, Galactic Stars going up to $2.70 favourite, ahead of Ego Dan at $5.
Yeah, look, Galactic Star, he's been very impressive in his two starts here in New South Wales for Craig Cross. He's won both of them very impressively. Both those starts were over the 2,300-metre distance. He drew wide in both of them and worked forward, and he draws wide again for this Saturday night in 12, but he will come out of barrier 10 with the removal of the two emergencies. It is over the mile, though, so that's my only concern, but he certainly seems to, you know, have the toughness to run a strong mile, which I think you certainly need around at Menangle. But yeah, really good race. You've got the likes of Kevin Pizzuto. He's got a couple of nice horses going around in Ego Dan and Code Black. You've got Miss Riviera Bell, who's stepping up and racing the boys tonight in this race on Saturday night. And the likes of Condigan has been a consistent performer.
Righto. Thanks, Amanda. Anything else for us?
No, that's about it. Big weekend coming up. You know, we've got racing at Wagga this Friday night, Newcastle Saturday, Menangle Saturday, and, of course, that big Carnival of Cups meeting at Yugara on Monday of that long weekend. So I'm really looking forward to it. Mick Dumsey will be out there providing late mail at Yugara for the Sky Sports Radio listeners. And make sure you tune into that. He certainly knows his form.
Look forward to chatting about it next Wednesday. Thanks very much, Amanda. Enjoy the week ahead.
Will do. Thanks, Simon.